Good morning, the morning mess. Time for Dial a Doc with FHN. Joining us today, Director, FHN Hospice and Supportive Care, Carrie D. Johnson, BSN and RN. Good morning, Carrie. How are you? Thanks for joining us, by the way.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And let's just get right to it. I'm sure a lot of people familiar with hospice care, and anybody that's dealt with it with a family member knows just how incredible and special all the hospice folks are. But can you tell our listeners just what is hospice all about?
Sure, absolutely. Hospice is really a specialized focus and a philosophy of care based on looking at the patient from a holistic standpoint and the family included in that patient unit. We're really focused on the quality of life and symptom management versus more of the traditional curative and aggressive treatments. Hospice's interdisciplinary team that really focuses on everything and personal-centered to that patient and family, what it means for them to have a quality of life with whatever remaining life that is. That could be attending their grandson's wedding for those special moments. We do everything we can to make sure that they can have those special moments. It's really comes into play when all the aggressive and curative measures of treatment have either been exhausted or declined by the patient and family.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions about hospice?
I would say the biggest misconception from a lot of people is that hospice is for the last minute right before they die. Truly, hospice is designed and dedicated by Medicare and Medicaid services to really be longer than those last weeks or months of life. We are governed by Medicare and Medicaid, and even they say that a patient is appropriate for hospice when there is, to the physician's best guess, 6 months or less to live. So it's not just the last weeks or days of life.
Now, some of the benefits, talking with Carrie D. Johnson, BSN and RN, Director of FHN Hospice and Supportive Care at FHN, some of the benefits of hospice care for the patients and also their families?
Absolutely. Something that most people don't know is some of the benefits that hospice can provide is beyond just nursing care. We have an interdisciplinary team that works with the patient and family, nurses, of course, but also we have social workers. We have wonderful volunteers in the volunteer program that can help patients and families. We have spiritual care, and we also have personal care aides as well to help with those personal cares. Some of the other benefits are that we also will follow the patient's family in bereavement services for 13 months after the death of their loved one. We help with those support issues of the grieving process, and we also have support groups that are actually open to the public, even if they're not a patient of FHN Hospice.
Now, some of the special types of hospice support that FHN offers, you may have touched a little on those.
Sure. Some of the different things that we do for our patients and families, we have a very strong volunteer program that does some special things, like we have a memory bear and pillow program, in which family members can bring in an article of clothing that is special or meaningful to that person that they love. And our volunteers create a beautiful bear or a pillow, it's whatever they want. And they have that with them or in their home forever. Something else that we do is we honor our veterans program. If a patient is a veteran, we do a very special ceremony with their family, and they're pinned by another veteran, one of our volunteers, and just honors our service that they gave to our country.
And FHN providers involved with the hospice care?
Absolutely. Patients keep their primary care provider. We just supplement that with our medical director as needed. We work directly with their primary providers and consult them on patients' needs and keep them very much in the loop.
Now, hospice, is it, and I'm sure people ask this often, is it covered by insurance and or Medicare, Medicaid, some, all?
Absolutely. Hospice is a wonderful benefit of Medicare and Medicaid and private insurances as well. So with that Medicare and Medicaid benefit, it covers 100% of all of our services for our nurses and our interdisciplinary team. It also includes the medications related to their comfort, We cover those. We cover also their medical equipment that they may need in the home, be it a hospital bed or oxygen or whatever that need is to make them comfortable.
And can people volunteer to help with hospice care? I'm actually pretty sure that a lot of people do, and it's got to be incredibly rewarding.
Yes, absolutely. We are always open and looking for more volunteers because it is such a specialized training that they get, and our volunteers offer a wide variety of services to our patients, and some volunteers actually don't have any patient contact, but they help us here in the office. But it is very rewarding for most of our volunteers, and I kind of wish I had one here today with me to talk with you because they share some really special stories.
That's what I wanted to get to. Some of the stories that come out, and everybody has their own story, but some of them are just amazing in what they can do for people. Nobody wants to get to a point where they have hospice care, but in some ways it is a way, you know, somebody could just have a heart attack and die and you couldn't tell them what you thought of them. With hospice care, you can actually have time to tell people how you feel about them. And it's got to be not only for family, but for hospice workers, it's got to be an incredible experience, touching yet sad and happy all at the same time. It's a lot of stuff rolled into one.
It is. It's a lot of emotion, but it's a very beautiful thing, and there can be some very beautiful moments. You know, people prefer to be at home. You know, most people don't want to spend their last hours and minutes in a hospital, and we help them to achieve that and to be with their loved ones to the best of our ability, and so they can have those moments and those beautiful moments to say goodbye and or just to relive their life and to tell the great stories. It's incredibly rewarding to be invited for me and for our team to be invited into their lives at that very special moment.
Well, and some hospice volunteers, too, sometimes have a way of drawing out stories or getting people to talk about death. Sometimes it's, there are people that don't want to discuss it, but it's part of life and part of the end of life, and it's okay to talk about that stuff. And I think hospice workers can make the family a lot more comfortable by being there, knowing how the experience works.
Yeah, absolutely. And, that's part of our role is to help them know and see what's coming, and that's okay, and that it's part of the process and it's part of life. And I think our education and our presence, our staff and our volunteers, help people really transition and feel more comfortable with that process.
Now, I'm guessing, as some people get older, somebody lives a long, long time. They might not have a lot of relatives. They might outlive their family or their friends. There's got to be some times where somebody might be alone almost, and the hospice volunteers must be just incredibly helpful for a person like that.
Oh, absolutely. And, we do see that in this area of the country. There are people who have retired to these communities, and they don't have family nearby, or their children and family have moved farther away, and it is difficult. And one of our goals and desires is that nobody is alone. Nobody dies alone. We even have specially trained volunteers that we call the 11th hour volunteers that will just be with a patient as they near death so that they are never alone.
How can someone become a hospice volunteer, Carrie?
Well, they can call us anytime at 815-599-7240, or they can go on www.fhn.org. We can always connect you with our hospice coordinator, and we do have special trained educational trainings for new volunteers at least two or three times a year, depending on the need. Or we can do one-on-one training and education for those that want to become a volunteer.
And for somebody to contact FHN Hospice or sign up to volunteer, did you cover that? What website they go to or phone numbers?
Yeah, www.fhn.org, and there is a space on there about hospice, or they can call our main hospice number at 815-599-7240.
We've been visiting with Director of FHN Hospice and Supportive Care, Carrie D. Johnson, BSS and RN. Just from people listening out there that have had an experience with hospice, Carrie, thank you. It's a very special breed of folks that do this because it can be heartbreaking, but it's an incredible cog to someone as they pass into their next life. So thanks from people listening out there for all you do. I'm sure there are days where it's heavy on your heart, but there must be some days where you just walk out going, oh my gosh, that was special.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head there.
All right. Carrie, thanks so much for joining us today. You have a good day already.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. That's Carrie D. Johnson, BSN and RN, Director of FHN Hospice and Supportive Care and all the wonderful things they do. And this has been Dial the Doc.